Would you please explain what is appropriate with regards to a Buddha image? I recently saw a Buddha fountain, which I wanted to put in my front yard as an inspiration to those who see it as a symbol of inner peace. But then I thought that with water, birds, birds might come and bathe and make the statue dirty. And so then I thought maybe I could plant some flowers where the water part is supposed to go instead. But then there would be dirt and such by his hands and feet. In addition, I was going to put the Buddha statue or the fountain by the grass area where he'd be most prominent. But then the statue would be sprayed with water twice a week. So please explain what is appropriate or not appropriate. Thank you so much. P.S. Is it okay to put a Buddha statue directly on the ground or level concrete? Or must the statue be on a platform always? I think one of the things is just recognizing, you know, starting to get the feel for a Buddha statue being a symbol of reverence and respect. And so that one wants to treat it in a way that it feels that it's one that one we're being respectful to it, and then it would be in a place that others would be more or less respectful to it as well, so that you know, say if it's in a house, then you always would want to have it elevated so it's not, or even outside, it's sort of somewhat elevated so, you know, people aren't just sort of walking past it, and it just gets very either casual or gets dirty in some way, and you know, you want to be able to, that it's, yeah, it is keeping clean and not getting soiled in some way. Because it is a symbol for the things that one holds most dearly. So one wants to treat it in a way that is appropriate, and then also that, say, we treat it in a way that other people get a feel for that, and even if they don't know what a Buddha statue is, somehow it has an effect because of the the reverence that we give it. What comes to mind is that, was it last year, I think, in Oakland, there was last year, year before, there's a story in the papers of, in the news of a person had, well, one, it was in Oakland, it was in a kind of rough area, and it was on a kind of a semi abandoned sort of like an island that was kind of not quite a real island in the street, and people were always dumping garbage and old mattresses, and it was always dirty and messy, and it was an eyesore for the neighborhood, and then one of the people who was not a Buddhist decided, you know, I've had enough of this. Maybe what we need to do is, you know, have something there that might deter. And so he got a Buddha image and he put the Buddha image there. And then people stopped. You know, it was gradual. They stopped dumping trash there. It was seen as something, and sort of drug deals started to diminish in the area, and then some of the local Vietnamese kind of little old ladies started coming out and sort of cleaning it and bringing flowers for it, and then it started to grow, and then it's turned into this shrine, and they've started doing chanting and pujas there. So that just by taking a Buddha image, and it had that a tremendous effect on and the person who initiated it, he wasn't a Buddhist, but he thought, well, it'd be a good thing to put there. There's something that drew him to do that, and it worked.